With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says he'll decide within the next 9 days whether to order a United States military strike on Iran. At the annual National Religious Broadcasters Conference in Nashville this past week, one expert says Iran's mountainous terrain, combined with various ethnic factions which control parts of the country, make any military strike a tricky proposition. Dr. Glenn Duer is professor of international studies at Cedarville University in Ohio.
There's an estimated 130 different nuclear sites that, when pieced together, could lead to the breakout of a nuclear weapon. And so finding all of that information, making sure that factions don't fight. I don't think anyone will want to go into Iran, but we also need to stop them from striking Israel, from a breakout for a nuclear weapon. And so that's the delicacy of this moment, is trying to do all those things together.
President Trump is not happy about yesterday's 6-3 Supreme Court ruling against his tariff policy. At a news conference, the president says the Supreme Court ruling on tariffs does not really matter.
Other alternatives will now be used to replace the ones that the court incorrectly rejected. We have alternatives. Great alternatives. Could be more money. We'll take in more money, and we'll be a lot stronger for it. We're taking in hundreds of billions of dollars. We'll continue to do so.
Two Trump appointees to the court, Justices Neil Gorsuch and Amy Coney Barrett, sided with a majority. Justices Brett Kavanaugh, Clarence Thomas, and Samuel Alito dissented. ChatGPT maker OpenAI says it considered alerting Canadian police last year about the activities of a person who, months later, committed one of the worst school shootings in the country's history. OpenAI says last June the company identified the account of Jesse Van Rysselaar via abuse detection efforts for furtherance of violent activities. This is SRN News. The annual 40 Days for Life campaign is now underway.
From now through March 29th, pro-life advocates will stand outside abortion clinics in more than 650 cities in the U.S. and around the world and silently pray for the babies and the mothers. Since 40 Days got underway in 2007, organizers report more than 26,000 women have decided not to have an abortion. Nearly 300 clinic workers have quit their jobs and almost 200 clinics have closed. 40 Days holds campaigns in the spring and fall each year. Michael Harrington reporting.
A New Jersey Catholic diocese outside Philadelphia has agreed to pay $180 million in a priest sexual abuse settlement, the latest in a church scandal set off more than two decades ago. The Camden Diocese, like others nationwide, filed for bankruptcy amid a torrent of lawsuits after the statute of limitations was relaxed. Other large priest abuse settlements reached by the Catholic Church in the U.S. include $880 million in Los Angeles, plus other cases. This is SRN News. Wall Street kept calm after the Supreme Court struck down President Trump's sweeping tariffs yesterday. Bob Agnew has more.
Stocks ticked higher by the end of the day. The S&P 500 added 0.7% to its value. It had been flipping between small gains and losses before the ruling. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 230 points at the closing bell, and the high-tech NASDAQ gained 203. Trading was tentative across markets after the ruling and after President Trump pledged to put tariffs on other countries using other avenues. Bob Agnew reporting.
Nathan MacKinnon scored the go-ahead goal with 35.2 seconds left to help Canada survive another scare at the Olympics, rallying to beat Finland 3-2 in the semifinals and advance to the men's gold medal game. Shea Theodore tied it just past the midway point of the third period after Sam Reinhart started the comeback from down two goals. Canada will face either the U.S. or Slovakia in the final on Sunday. More details at srnnews.com.